KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Foggy and 45. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. News sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. First National Bank and Trusted DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Dense fog advisory for much of the region till about 10 o'clock. Then we'll have windy and partly sunny conditions today with a high around 70. Remember, we're still under a burn ban until Friday. A Chickasha school board member unseated. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
There will be another new member on the Chickasha School Board, Zach McGill, a landslide winner for the seat in yesterday's school board election. McGill defeated incumbent Julie Badgett Sin, collecting more than 9 out of every 10 votes, 875 to 73. McGill is the third new member to the board in the last 3 months. The first, though, to be elected, Jenny Howell and Shauna Covington, both appointed to their posts after a couple of previous school board members resigned. McGill to serve a 5-year term. It's expected he'll be sworn in during the March school board meeting. The resignations of two Chickasha High School administrators accepted by the school board last night. Resignation agreements with Principal Michelle Ponticos and Assistant Principal Kim Nelson were approved by a 4-0 vote. Badgett Sin did not attend last night's school board meeting. Details of the resignation agreements not revealed. The school board also accepted the resignations of the final two employees who had been suspended back in December. Stacy Crutchfield, who was an administrative assistant at the bus barn, and Greg Hackney, who was director of information technology, both submitting resignations that were approved by 4-0 votes. They were among 5 employees, you might remember, that were suspended back in December. Details were never released regarding the suspensions of Crutchfield nor Hackney. Director of Transportation Pete Bush also resigned, while Athletic Director Johannes Brown and Special Education Director Pam Huggins both were reinstated. Now, with the resignations of Ponticos and Nelson at the high school, another assistant principal, Rhonda Snow, along with Jerry Don Bray, will be serving as high school administrators. Interim Superintendent Jack Heron said they will fill in for the rest of the school year in those positions. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Checking results from other school elections yesterday, ALEC voters approved a bond issue with 10 votes to spare. The measure collected 66% of the vote, 112 to 59. And Pioneer School District voters approved a bond issue with nearly 95% voter approval. That was 73 to 4. At Rush Springs, Dell Ford won a seat on the school board, picking up 55% of the vote, defeating Tommy Jordan, 177 to 145. In Anadarko, Ronald McLemore defeated 2 candidates for a seat on the school board there. McLemore picking up nearly 70% of the vote, 213 tallies, defeating both Brett Stevens and Justin Myers. McLemore will take the seat held by Kathy Capel, who did not run for re-election. In Carnegie, voters turned down a $4.2 million bond issue for a number of school improvements by just 13 votes. While getting a majority of the votes, it fell short of the 60% majority needed for approval, failing 252 to 193. Carnegie voters elected Michael Longhand to the school board there. He defeated Ryan Clark 288 to 154. A ribbon cutting yesterday at the renovated First National Bank building in downtown Chickasha. The historic building Built in 1931, went through a $3 million facelift over the last year. The project uncovered a beautiful ceiling and light fixtures, as well as a marble floor. Vice President of Communications Randy Talley said the floor was a surprise to many.
I think there was carpet on that Casota marble floor for at least 65 years. We had customers in their 80s who told us, now, you know, under that carpet, there's some beautiful marble. And we laughed at them.
Talley said it took about 19,000 labor hours over the past year to do the renovations. And since 2015, the bank has invested about $6 million in the downtown branch, which included an expansion for improved technology. The Southwest District Livestock Show getting underway today at the Grady County Fairgrounds. Over the next 4 days, more than 2,300 animals will be shown. A lot of them competing for up to $1,000 in prize money. It's believed to be the second largest spring stock show for youth in the state behind the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Now, more than 1,000 youth from about 14 southwest Oklahoma counties to be in town. Today, some 400 sheep and 350 goats will be shown. About 240 cattle will be paraded through the ring tomorrow. And then the pig show, so big it's got to be held over 2 days, Friday and Saturday. More than 1,300 swine to be led through the arena. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $59.19 a barrel, while London-based Brent crude was up to $62.79. Natural gas was up to $2.59 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,333. Silver, $16.56. Obituaries today include 89-year-old Patricia Goss of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10:30 tomorrow morning at Holy Name Catholic Church. Arrangements with Ferguson Funeral Home. And a memorial graveside service for 74-year-old Bob Hickman of Chickasha will be at 3 o'clock next Monday afternoon at Memory Lane Cemetery in Anadarko. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha. Our weather forecast, dense fog advisory till about 10 o'clock this morning, so be careful on your morning commute. After the fog lifts, we'll have partly sunny skies. We'll have gusty winds out of the south-southwest and very mild temperatures today. We should see a high around 70. Right now, foggy 45 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
In sports, several high school and middle school coaches hired by the Chickasha School Board last night. Terry Jones will be the high school girls slow pitch softball coach. Tyler Lee joins the high school baseball team as an assistant coach. Nathan Pennypacker, now the head coach for the high school boys track team and an assistant for the girls. Cody Stevens named the head coach for the middle school baseball team. And Wade Watley, head coach for the middle school boys track team and an assistant for the middle school girls. Non-certified staff named as coaches include Damon Mantooth, head coach for the middle school boys soccer team, with Devin Warden as an assistant, and Brandon King named head coach for the middle school girls soccer team. The USAO women's basketball team has finally broken into the top 25 of the national NAIA rankings. The Lady Drovers have been lurking just outside the top 25 over the last month, even though they had impressive wins over top 10 teams in Oklahoma City University and Wayland Baptist. USAO picked up 59 points from voters this week, putting them at number 24. USAO 21-4 overall. They have more wins than six of the top 10 teams, including OCU and Wayland Baptist. The USAO men, in the meantime, fell 9 spots in the rankings after rising to number 7 in the last poll. The Drovers tumbled to number 16 after losing 4 of their last 5. In Lubbock, Texas last night, the 23rd-ranked Oklahoma Sooners losing a 10-point decision to number 7 Texas Tech, 88-78, and in a top 25 matchup in Stillwater at women's basketball last night, the 21st-ranked Cowgirls lost to number 3 Baylor, 87-45. Tonight at Gallagher-Iba, the Oklahoma State Cowboys entertain Kansas State. That's a 6 o'clock game that'll be televised on ESPNU. And in Oklahoma City last night, the Thunder losing to Cleveland 120-112. LeBron James had 37 for the Cavs. Four of the Thunder's starters scored at least 20 points, led by Paul George with 25. Russell Westbrook was back in the lineup last night. He had 21 points, 12 assists. Our cool news, weather, and sports today, all brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.